From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. Catalonia's deposed President Carles Puigdemont has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. Somali police say they have ended an Islamist militant siege of a hotel in the capital, Mogadishu. At least 23 people were killed, dozens more wounded when a car bomb exploded in front of the hotel. The al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. There was a second car bomb blast Saturday near the former parliament building. The extent of the damage from that explosion not immediately clear. The twin bombings came exactly 2 weeks after a huge truck blast killed at least 358 people at a busy Mogadishu intersection. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. presidential election. An investigation is also looking into allegations that the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win that election. They are also examining the possibility that President Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. The probe also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. This is VOA News. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan killed at least 13 government forces. That attack came a day after Afghan officials confirmed separate insurgent attacks in the eastern Ghazni province that killed at least 9 police personnel. Australian lawmakers in the state of Victoria will debate a bill to allow medically assisted dying, a highly controversial issue fraught with arguments over who, if anyone, should be able to decide the timing of their own death. In the Australian state of Victoria, the lower house of parliament passed legislation October 20th that would allow what the bill calls voluntary assisted dying. The vote came after a contentious marathon debate session lasting more than 24 hours. Once the bill passed, Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews told reporters he was very proud of the vote. 5 nations have legalized assisted dying: Belgium, Canada, Colombia, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands. Assisted death usually means being issued a prescription for drugs that will end the patient's life at the time and place of their choosing. Most patients eligible for it are terminally ill, with death approaching soon. However, patients in other circumstances have argued that they too should be able to choose assisted dying. An offshoot of the Taliban, the Haqqani Network, is an Afghan guerrilla insurgent group fighting against U.S.-led NATO forces in the government of Afghanistan. There is word the Haqqani Network is considered a top terror group on a list put together by the United States. We get more from VOA's Sarah Williams.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers the Haqqani Network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
The Iraqi Kurdish parliament meeting to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who is under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and, in response, sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.